The Coast Guard wants to bring in 4,000 new members this year, but Commandant Admiral Carl Schultz says he seriously doubts the branch can top 2,500. To help, the Coast Guard is creating an officer recruiting corps to bring its candidates fresh out of college. Federal News Network's Scott Massioni spoke with the executive officer of Coast Guard recruiting, Commander Andrea Smith, and with commanding officer Richard Tipton.
Other services have the ability to recruit officers using officers, and we use our enlisted corps to do that. And so we were trying to figure out a way to bring in officers using officers, and this was an initiative that we had started. We briefed it initially up the chain of command to our vice commandant and our commandant, who immediately saw the benefit of this program and authorized 5 billets for release. And so we started a plan to roll out quickly, more quickly actually than I thought we were going to wind up doing. So we developed a plan, and that plan was to try and get the right people into the Coast Guard, because there's a talent acquisition issue here, and we have a lot of folks who want to join the Coast Guard. We have a lot of quality officers out there, officer potential out there, and we needed to reach a broader scope. And so that's the idea of this corps, is that we were going to move this to the front to get up with the officer recruiting and get the right talent that we need into the Coast Guard. Talent that more reflects the diversity of the American public and broadens our diversity here in the Coast Guard.
And what makes this corps special compared to other recruiting techniques that you have?
Probably one of the key things that this group will be able to do and be an improvement is that we understand that there are some fantastic schools that are, maybe they're not located near the Coast Guard. We're a smaller branch of service, and therefore maybe we're lesser known. But there are definitely some schools that are rich in potential that have a lot of outstanding college students who would be great candidates for our officer programs. And to make and sustain great relationships with those schools such that their graduates and their students understand who we are as a service and consider us as a future employer takes a lot of work. It takes time to make those types of relationships and to make sure that people see us for what we are as an organization. And so requiring our recruiting offices to, in addition to recruiting and working to assess enlisted, reserve, and active duty, as well as maintain appropriate relationships with those colleges and university, is a Herculean task. And so we're really excited to have officers, many of whom are graduates of those schools or schools like them, who will be able to be on campus, communicate with students and faculty and school leaders to maintain those relationships and be really a bridge between those schools and our units and our senior officers in those regions, so we can just increase the awareness of the Coast Guard and its opportunities amongst the potential officers that we are looking to recruit.
And the billets that you're creating, are they going to be at specific colleges or regions? How will that work?
We have regions that those billets will be in, or cities, and those cities were selected due to a large number of schools that could be reached there. So we will have an officer recruiter in Miami, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, Hampton Roads, Virginia, and New Orleans, Louisiana. And so it's not one school. What's really great about those is that, for instance, the individual in Atlanta is going to have an opportunity to work with Georgia State, Spelman, Morehouse, Clark Atlanta, Georgia Tech. So we purposely selected locations where we could have an opportunity to have relationships with multiple schools, not just one. And there's one supervisor billet that'll be here in D.C. managing the team, supporting them, helping make to be available to travel and support those individuals. So it's a total of 5 officer recruiters in the field and one management supervisor here in D.C. at our headquarters.
As far as the responsibilities of the individuals in the recruiting corps, it sounds like it's a lot more than just going to job fairs or just talking to students. What sort of responsibilities will they have?
And it will entail a lot. And so in What's also great about those locations is that most of them, with the exception of Atlanta, and Atlanta is still in reasonable distance to quite a few Coast Guard units, is that they will be creating the tie between the Coast Guard units as well as these schools. And so in addition to really getting out to the schools in their area, making relationships with the right individuals at the school to be a part of, whether it's organizations on campus, whether it is having a chance to get in certain classrooms. In addition to that, they will be providing opportunities for Coast Guard officers in that local area to also get involved. We hope that we'll be able to take potential applicants out in some of, to our air station to get an opportunity to see what it's like to be a pilot, over to one of the sectors to see what it's like to be a prevention officer or a response officer, and vice versa, get an opportunity to get some of our team out to the schools to provide opportunities for professional development, to be involved in their activities. We really want to expand the relationship that we have with these colleges and universities, not just for this one officer recruiter, but for all the Coast Guard members in that area. Because we really believe that if we can get some exposure to our missions and the jobs that we do and who we are as a service, that will be just what we need to inspire and to ensure that these individuals see us as a potential job opportunity.
The military's been trying to be more diverse lately and be more representative of certain parts of the nation. Is this officer corps going to be focusing on anything in particular, like STEM per se?
So we're looking at targeting the schools. We always look for STEM. That's something that we're always interested in. As you know, acquiring talent in that world is growing more fierce every day. And this is us getting into the world of work there. So the Coast Guard is a particular culture. We're looking for increasing people who have a propensity to serve their nation, who are guardians, and looking for the background of folks who are interested in that sort of work. We're also looking for the education and the character that we need. So it's not that we're targeting anything specific. What we're really looking for is sort of a whole person concept. We're sending folks out to immerse into these schools and find the right people to fit into the Coast Guard and do the right work for us. And we're looking to broaden our scope and broaden our horizons in that direction. So we're not focusing necessarily on STEM, although STEM is always a focus for recruiting officers.
How does this change the way that officers are being recruited? And will enlisted guardsmen also be recruiting officers as well still?
So we have a staff of 56 offices that focus primarily on enlisted recruiting. Their mission also includes some officer recruiting and will continue to recruit officers in the future. But this corps is specifically dedicated to recruiting officers. And we will be looking to make them experts in the application process for so they'll be a resource for all 56 offices, but they'll work largely independently of the typical Coast Guard recruiting infrastructure.
A global pandemic isn't exactly the perfect time to be face-to-face with people. How are you going to reconcile that with really a hands-on sort of core of people?
Well, we're hoping right now is the time to ready the force. So we're identifying the folks who are going to be doing the recruiting now. We're identifying the budget that they'll need in order to execute this appropriately.
Richard Tipton, commanding officer of Coast Guard Recruiting Command, and Andrea Smith, executive officer of the command, speaking with Federal News Network Scott Massioni. Check out Scott's story at federalnewsnetwork.com.
The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeets, BEETS.com, and save 15% with promo code DEAL.